This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of 9/11 include this one by Aaron Tippin, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
Well, if you had
from the giant towers of the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, the 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, Flag West, AM 1090. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, and, of course, KLTC, the iHeart Media apps, watching on the stream, on our social media, however you take the show on, we appreciate you being there. And remember, 24-7, you can call us to leave your comments at 855-200-1776. You can text us 24-7 at 701-237-1590. One more time, the 24-7 line. 855-200-1776. Text us. 701-237-1590. You hungry for a great meal today? Our friends at PetroServe USA would love to have you. Taco Mac, 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Two Sloppy Joes and Chips in Harwood. Valley City off I-94, exit 292. You head north for pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. And good old Yulin comes through with the meatballs today. Pulled pork in Glendon at a PetroServe USA near you. We're revisiting 9/11. 2001. 20 years ago tomorrow on the program today. We're also talking about an attack from within on freedom. One gut punch after another from the Biden administration. But many of you have said, enough. Enough, enough, enough. It's up to us now. It's up to us. What are we going to demand of people that serve us? More of that today on the program. Chris Wallace on his book about the Navy SEALs and their heroism on 9/11. The fire commissioner of the New York Fire Department on 9/11, Stephen Moore, famed economist in the Trump years. And we begin in what normally is the talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. Senator Cramer's in-state work period, they called, is taking him away from the radio for a couple of weeks, visiting with all kinds of folks from the administration and various briefings from the U.S. military. And yesterday, the visit of David Solomon, President and CEO of one of the world's leading investment financial services firms, Goldman Sachs. He was at the University of Mary yesterday. It was just an incredible day. What I really appreciate about more than anything was David Solomon got a sense of the ability to solve problems in North Dakota that consume Wall Street. But probably the neatest thing was just the interaction with the students. Really cool. Some great advice. So great day, and we understand why Senator Cramer's not there. But guess what? He's back next week on the program. And to begin this hour, not Bruce Springsteen, but Dick Armey, the former majority leader of the great United States, a no-dacker, as he calls himself, and someone who was majority leader on that fateful day 20 years ago, and a good friend, I might add, of Senator Cramer. So very appropriate to have you in the talk radio town hall hour. Mr. Leader, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I appreciate you including me.
Well, I remember well you and other members of Congress, in fact, about every member of Congress, including the leadership, Daschle and Harry Reid, standing right there with Speaker Denny Hastert and the Majority Leader Dick Armey on the steps of the Capitol on 9/11. What do you remember about that day most?
Well, of course, it was so frightening, and we watched it unfolding and sort of realized as it did. I recall after the second plane hit the towers, we were all in my office, and we were looking at my office on the third floor of the Capitol. And all of a sudden, we saw the smoke rising from the Pentagon. And we heard about the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. At that point, my security guy came busting in the office and cleared me out. They cleared off the building. The plane, by the way, thank the Lord for Todd Beamer and all those other heroes. That plane would have probably hit the Capitol right above my office. Had it not been for those brave folks, I probably would have been dead by the time my security guy came and got me out of there. And we went to Andrews Air Force Base. We're taken by helicopter to a mountain bunker, a large mountain bunker. This is probably the most fun part of my day. The speaker and I were taken into the bunker and let off at a room. We walked in the room. It was a massive quarters with many rooms and much facility, extremely well adorned with whatever, and, you know, desks and so forth. And as we were walking around a little bit in awe, the speaker all of a sudden says to me, hey, Dick, look at this. And I take a look. It was the presidential seal. And I was writing about this in my memoirs not too long ago, and I made the point that I probably saw presidential quarters that the president himself had not seen. But they got us out of there. We spent the day there. Now let's get to when we all came back to the Capitol, gathered on the Capitol steps. This is the iconic photo of the entire Congress there. The speaker spoke, Senator Daschle spoke, and all of a sudden behind me, a member whose name escapes me at the moment, it'll come up to me, from right behind Dana Rohrabacher, by the way, whose family had roots in North Dakota, Dana from California, started singing God Bless America. It was totally extemporaneous and solely from Dana. We all joined in, and if you can imagine, there I stood with Maxine Waters beside me, and all of us, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, we were all there singing, and we sang that beautiful song about this country, a song which in today's woke country full of buffoons is declared somehow or another to be an unhappy song that we should not be singing. But we sang it that day, and we sang it all together, and I think it was a great moment for the country.
Boy, was it ever. And just to see that, and I actually saw an image of that this morning in some of the coverage about the 9/11 recollections that are out there, and thought the exact same thing. You know, when you're seeing Daschle and Reed everybody, nobody was a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal that day. They were an American. And it seems as though from that point forward, we've really become very tattered in that regard. And, you know, you fought with the best of them, but accomplished a lot and saw a lot in your time in Congress and as majority leader. Why do you think that is, Dick? Why have we got to a place that's removed from that?
Well, first of all, there's this goofy woke nonsense, and I don't know where it comes from, but, you know, it's like the theater of the absurd. But I look at the Democrats with whom I serve. I realized the other day, most of them were veterans, and in fact, veterans of war. When I came there, the ranking members, the chairman, the top tier of leadership that all served in our military during a time of war. And I think they had fought for and they knew why they loved this great country. If you take a look at the leadership of the Democrat Party now, they are people that were never called on to suffer a real sacrifice and hardship in defense of this great nation, and they've gotten jaded. I think they're just simply jaded. They have no idea how precious is the country in which they live and how much was sacrificed to make it whole for us and keep it whole for us. And so they're like spoiled children, you know, and they just off on these little goofy little self-indulgent whims like white privilege and this other kind of nonsense that they come up with. And somehow or another, they manage to get to where they are and still remain shallow enough to believe in this foolishness. And it just amazes me. Would have been much better had they been children of the Depression and had to suffer through a war and had realized what real sacrifice and hardship was. And I might say, by the way, I just read, for example, Thomas Sowell's biography. The folks like Thomas Sowell, my friend Clarence Ayres, and others who suffered real prejudice understood the difference. And they don't buy into this foolishness that we have today. They lived in a world where there was mean-spirited prejudice that was real and authentic. Today,
Dick, don't go anywhere. I wonder if this is too profound and I continue and expand on a little bit. Dick Carney with us on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550, online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Discounts right now today. Flash sale on the slippers. 50% off the slippers. And they're the best. Slip-on or moccasin. And best deal ever on the sheets. Normally $109.99 for these Giza Dream Sheets. It's Mediterranean cotton.
Oh, they're fabulous.
Mike Lindell does nothing kind of, sort of, you know, well, just kind of, you know, that'd make it good enough. It's never good enough in my village. The best of the best. Search the world for the best cotton to put in these sheets. Reverse engineers everything, which is why they can say 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. $49.99 for those sheets that are normally $109.99. Make today the day you say thanks, Mike, for fighting for election integrity. Thanks for being the warrior you are and taking on the woke big box stores. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Extending our conversation with Dick Armey, former majority leader of the United States, who is a North Dakotan. And was the majority leader on 9/11 20 years ago. One of your students of politics, someone that saw what you did over the years as an economist, as a academic on the kind of economics that made this country great, Senator Kevin Cramer. You tracking with his career and the connections you had with Kevin, and what do you think, Dick?
As a matter of fact, in my book, I describe Kevin as my most endearing, currently my most endearing connection to the Congress. Very proud of him. I worked side by side with his father in the fields and on the power lines, and grew up with his family, and so to me it's almost like he's family. But I'm so proud of what Kevin's accomplished, and I'm proud of his fidelity to the great ideas of this wonderfully unique nation, and his devotion to personal liberty as one should be in a republic such as ours. So Kevin, he's a favorite of mine for sure.
And if I remember, you mentioned working in the fields with Kevin's dad, Richard Cramer, who's passed away back in 2015, and Kevin lost his mom as well recently. But Kevin talks a lot about the power poles that his dad used to climb. And weren't you like a sort of a apprentice under Richard Cramer, learning how to climb those poles?
Yeah, we worked together. In those days, if you wanted to be a lineman, you didn't go to lineman school. You went to work, and the people on the job taught you the job. And I was just joining the crew, and Mike Berg said to Kevin Cramer, you two guys get your spurs and take Army over there and teach him how to climb a pole. And so literally, Kevin Cramer taught me how to climb power poles. And
you mean Richard?
We worked out for each other.
Richard.
Cramer.
Yeah, Kevin's dad. Yeah. That's amazing. That's dangerous work, too.
It was. And I talk about that. I talk about how. And this is the way it is. On the job, real guys look out for each other. We do our job, and we try to do it as well as we can. But we're also aware of the fact that guy there depends on me to do my job right so he'll be safe. And I know he'll do his right so I'll be safe. So it's a wonderful kinship to be able to work with a crew of able people who care for one another. And it was a wonderful experience for me growing up.
And there was no woke in that fidelity that you talk about for the Constitution and our founding. Going back to your earlier comments of sort of where we find ourselves today, it's hard to recognize the United States of America some days. You wonder after listening to President Biden's speech yesterday about, mandating vaccines of federal employees and their contractors, whether anybody remembers we have a 10th Amendment. What do we do? What is the average American doing listening? North Dakotans that have a lot of grit, a lot of tenacity, a lot of passion, as well as our listeners all throughout the Northern Plains. What advice do you have for them in these difficult times we live in, Dick?
Yeah, it is very difficult because, quite frankly, what we've got is running amok among us. And every one of these hallucinations that the left has, whether, they're seeing, people who've seen real hardship don't see hardship in America today because they know the difference between what is real and what is not. And if they've seen real racism, they don't see it in America today, except the artificially imposed racism that is just trying to conjure up a reason for the government to take further control of your life. But all of these hallucinations are really devices of control for the control freaks in the country. And they want power and dominion over our lives. Now, they have a problem when you go into a state of North Dakota because, I mean, for each of us individually within our family history and so forth, self-sufficiency and independence is who we are. We don't need people taking care of us, and we don't need people meddling in our affairs. So it's very difficult for these control freaks to get a handle on free people in a free state like North Dakota. But when they rounded up in big cities, you know, if you take a look at voter fraud in America, and by the way, it is real. Voter fraud is real. Voter repression by Republicans is a hallucination. But it happens in the big cities. And take a look at it. Every time you see it in the big city where you got such a concentration of people that you can hide in the crowd what you're doing. You can do that. Can you imagine going to a place like Candu, North Dakota, and trying to cheat at the election polls? Everybody in town would be down your neck.
Yeah, no kidding. What you know, you've described the problem very well, no doubt about it. What do we do about it? What advice would you have to people who saw Donald Trump fight harder than anybody has? Maybe not perfectly, but by golly, he did what he said he was going to do. And sadly, Biden's doing what he said he was going to do, and it's all bad. So what do? We the people do.
Well, you know, I don't recommend a violent reaction, but I do believe that we need to maintain a surveillance over the election process. And if we do that, and if we can protect our election process from, for example, the horrors of the current H.R. 1 in the House of Representatives, which is being stopped, incidentally, by one man, a man named Manchin from West Virginia. But if we can stop that and restore some discipline and integrity to our election process, we'll turn these people out because they're not who we are. These folks just simply don't understand and appreciate the greatness of this nation and the greatness of the nation's people. Once we turn them out, we have to at some point understand and retain the lesson. They can't be trusted. They will do whatever they can to gain dominion over your lives and power invested in themselves. And if we don't, I still believe that the hope of this country lies in integrity at the ballot box, because I cannot foresee this nation resorting to violence to resolve the problems of audacity that are prevailing in the country today.
God bless you, Dick Armey. Look forward to that memoir. We'll talk again soon. 81 years old, still riding that gold wing. That's a North Dakotan for you. More after this.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
President Biden is mandating all federal employees, federal contractors, and American businesses with over 100 employees be vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
President Biden at the start of his term. Republican lawmakers have promised lawsuits will follow, stating the president has way overstepped his authority to the American people. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday sued Texas, seeking to block enforcement of the heartbeat abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding Supreme Court precedent.
USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
He worked as an receptionist at Detroit Woods, and she was on the top third of the South Tower. Like over 1,700 other victims, no remains has ever been identified, and her grave is empty. There is no closure for us and the families.
Give a thank to everyone up in that bright and early.
Not going to listen to mine. Brought to you today by PetraServe USA. 4 for $4 deal all day, every day at all their locations. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4. PetraServe USA all day. Great chicken. Homemade. Grab and go. Fantastic meals. In many of their locations. Valley City, Hartwood, West Main, West Fargo, 12th Avenue, NP Avenue, Glendon, Euland. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And stock up firewood, $4.99 a bundle right now. T-shirts for $9.99. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. The Pearson nut rolls, 2 for $1. Any size fountain pop all month is 49 cents. And Pizza Corner pizzas. When's the last time you had a Pizza Corner? 2 for $10 right now. PetraServe USA. Back on What's on Your Mind, famed economist Steve Moore, the committee to unleash prosperity in America is here. Steve, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
It's a talk radio town hall today. Senator Kevin Cramer normally here for an hour every Friday taking calls. And because of the in-state work period, off until next week, back next week. But we chose Steve. Twice to be here, and Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor.
Kevin
and
Cramer. Yeah, well, those are big shoes to fill, and I like Kevin Cramer a lot. Although, tell Kevin I'm not happy that he voted for that absurd trillion-dollar Green New Deal bill. That was awful. I don't understand. And I love Kevin. He's a great guy, but I think he voted for that, didn't he?
He did vote for that, and you're not the first to say you disagree with the strategy. I'm not judging its success until we kill the $3.5
trillion. All right.
Yeah, but,
but we got to kill both those bills. They're both horrible. We should be cutting government spending, not raising. I never thought I'd see the day where I'd see Republicans voting for trillion-dollar spending bills.
Yeah, I know. And when you put trillions into the time, you and I battled on that one before, and I'll save it for another day. I want to just talk, first of all, about the resiliency of the American economy, and then I'd like to spend some time on a stepped-up basis, because I don't know that people know what is coming to the farm and ranch community as a result of Biden's quest to spend us into oblivion. But my first question for you is, you know, here we are 20 years after 9/11, and that could have been a gut punch of all gut punches to the American economy. Then came a stock market crash and the financial crisis and banks collapsing and too big to fail and that mess. Then came, let's print money like there's no tomorrow. And let's put out $6 trillion of backstop to the economy from the Federal Reserve. And amazingly enough, we kind of keep gutting our way through this in the American economy. How much longer can we do that, Steve?
Well, you're right. You know, thinking back over the last 20 years, what we've been through, and it's really amazing because you're right. You know, I remember 9/11 like it was yesterday. It was 20 years ago, but I remember being in D.C. and you know, I could almost feel the ground shake when that plane hit the Pentagon. I was only about 6 miles away, but even from 6 miles away, you could feel the ground shake. And it was, you know, it was one of the first attacks on America in over 100 years. And then you're right, you did the chronology. And what's really most interesting about all of that is if you go back to, I'm old enough to go back to the late 70s when we had the double-digit inflation and the Jimmy Carter era of interest rates out of control and the stagflation. And my point is, you know, Reagan came in 81, exactly 40 years ago. And do you know what the stock market was, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was in 1981?
A lot lower than it is today.
Guess.
Yeah, I don't remember. I honestly don't.
It was roughly 1,000. So think about that. It was 1,000 in 1981. 40 years later, it's not 3,500. It's 35,000. So we have seen the greatest period of wealth creation and prosperity in the history of civilization over the last 40 years in the United States, notwithstanding all these crises that you mentioned. So my one word of advice to your listeners is never bet against America. I mean, we have one of the worst presidents, in my opinion, in American history right now, but we will get through this. America will continue to prosper. I'm going to devote every single minute of every single day for the next, 4 months or so trying to defeat this absolutely absurd $3.5 trillion spending bomb. It's a debt bomb. But, it's just incredible the resilience of the American economy. So that's my message.
Steve Moore is a world-class economist, advised to President Trump. Much of the reason we're able to sort of be here at 35,000 in the stock market and having the resiliency we do is because of what Donald Trump did, and before him, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. Fundamental basics in the economy. We just talked to Dick Armey, by the way, to recollect a little bit about 9/11, another great economist.
You talked to Dick Armey?
I just did, yeah, for a whole half hour.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but Dick Armey is one of my great mentors. I love that man. He is, when I talk about the last 40 years, you know, I got to connect the dots here. It started under Reagan with his tax cuts and deregulation and, cutting the size of our government. And then one of the heroes of that whole era was, of course, Dick Armey, because Dick Armey led the opposition to George Bush's remember his Read My Lips tax increase, and it was Dick Armey who heroically, with Newt Gingrich, led the opposition to that against his own president, which was a real badge of honor. And so I just love that man, and I think he was one of the great heroes of the last 40 years. And, boy, I wish we could clone Dick Armey and have, 250 of them in Congress.
Yeah, and it was a fascinating conversation about 9/11, about being in a mountain bunker that was supposed to be for the president that he and Speaker Hassard ended up in, and his recollections. But you might not know this, Steve. I know how much you love North Dakota. You've been here a bunch, and we appreciate that about you.
Yeah.
Dick Armey is a North Dakotan. Did you know that?
Oh, I know that. Can do, right?
Yeah, can do, North Dakota. Exactly right. Questions or comments?
Well,
he's
a great, great man. And one of the things I love about Dick Armey, he had all these what we call the Army axioms. And one of the great axioms that I always quote, because he's such a clever man. And by the way, I want to get your phone number from your producer for Dick Armey, because I love it. I worked for him in 1993 and 1994 during the Republican Revolution. But he used to say, liberals love jobs, but they hate employers. And I thought, gee, that's exactly right. But without employers, you don't have jobs.
Oh, no kidding. Well said. Questions or comments for Steve, welcome. He'll be here for another 5-6 minutes. If you have a question or comment, call us at 800-228.
I thought we got to go to the top of the hour.
Well, if you're good with it, I don't want to keep you any longer. Last
I
time...
am. I love North Dakota. It's my favorite. One of my favorite states.
All
it's
right.
A little cold for me, but I love the people of North Dakota.
We just made the decision. Chris Wallace is bumped. Is there going to be any complaints? I don't think so. Yeah. All right. Don and Dickinson, 800-228-0550, or text your questions to Steve Moore at 701-237-1590. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'm a pretty diehard conservative, and I'm not going to vote for these three rhinos we got in North Dakota now. I remember when I first moved here, Quentin Burdick, and I'm just amazed that these three clowns are still in there.
Well, I don't think they're clowns.
Why are you mad at them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're clowns, and I think pound for pound, North Dakota punches its coverage all the time. But, yeah, good question from Steve. What don't you like, Don?
I don't like the fact that they voted for this crap bill that just passed.
Well, it hasn't passed.
Well, let me respond to that. Let me just say this, that, you know, as you know, I oppose that bill. I think it's a horrible bill. But I also respect the fact that, you know, I'm close to Mitch McConnell. I don't always agree with Mitch McConnell, but what his strategy is to try to, you know, make this bill the only bill so that, you know, we don't get that $3.5 trillion bill, which is much worse. Now, I question that strategy. I think it's a very perilous strategy, but I think their heart is in the right place. I just think they've made a miscalculation because, you know, when you're running a $30 trillion debt, and we already passed a $1.9 trillion debt bill, remember, at the beginning of the year, I don't understand the logic of continuing to borrow and borrow and borrow. I mean, you guys in North Dakota, well, people know that you can't get rich by continuing to borrow and borrow when you can't pay your bills. I mean, wouldn't it be a wonderful world if we could just run up our credit card and just pay for everything we need with our credit card and as if we never have to repay it?
Another thing I think, Don, for you and also Steve, I'm curious of your take on this. If everybody's a rhino, nobody's a rhino. And we're getting to a point here where, you know, we as conservatives have sort of lost our joyful, happy warrior spirit and recognize we're not going to win every battle when you have Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. It's just the facts. We are where we are. You know, to sort of fire up the circular firing squad and eat our own isn't exactly the best approach to get what we want back in government, is it, Steve?
Well, I do think you got to hold your politicians' feet to the fire, so that's why I appreciate callers like Don. But I also think, you know, you have to, right now, we need to aim all our ammunition against the Biden Democrats. I mean, did you see his speech yesterday where he wants to force private businesses to force their workers to get vaccinated? I mean, come on. By the way, I just got my second shot today, so I'm in favor of vaccination. But what kind of abuse of power is this by the government to tell you you have to be vaccinated? That's an individual choice. The government doesn't have that authority.
Don, thanks for the call. Ryan and Minot on the mandate. Go ahead for Steve Moore, Ryan.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the text about the interstate laws and let the experts make the decisions. These are the same people that have been flip-flopping back and forth. Oh, you got to wear a mask, you don't wear a mask. The same people that said, oh, you know, it's just 2 feet. Oh, it's just a mask. It's just 6 feet. Oh, it's just the adult. It's just indoor activities. Oh, it's just the schools. I mean, it's just a passport. It's just your own. It's just your job. I mean, it's never ending. They keep moving the goalposts further and further. Another thing that I wanted to comment on that you mentioned earlier about 75% of Americans have been vaccinated and the other quarter have not. How many of the quarter that have not been vaccinated have already had corona and then had it already?
Yeah, that was deceitful of Biden yesterday.
Why are we trying to vaccinate people that have already had the virus? And then the last thing I want to say, and then I'll get off. With this whole mandating companies and, you know, Stanford and the whole deal.
Yeah.
We had all these nurses and doctors working before without a vaccine, and now they're either going to lose their job or get the vaccine. What happened to the nurse shortage and the healthcare shortage? And you thought the unemployment numbers were bad? If this goes through, there's going to be millions of jobs that are lost from it.
Interesting point, Ryan. Thank you. We'll give you a chance to respond to that, Steve, when we come back after the break on What's on Your Mind Today. Don't touch that dial. Remember, we're at Big Iron next week. Looking forward to it. Our friends from Labor Masters are going to give away some free hats if you say, I stand for the flag.
Did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today. Metro Serve USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. Petro Serve USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. Petro Serve USA. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a day that changed the world. It's a day like I never had before. It was mass chaos, and then we had to form some kind of organization out of that chaos.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Schwann Buick GMC rewards you last a lifetime, whether that's a new Buick, a new GMC, or one of the late model used vehicles there. F-150s, Rams, they got those too. A free lifetime powertrain warranty, unlike anything else offered in the area, does not cost you a dime. Shop, click, drive, and find your next vehicle at Schwann Buick GMC.com. Fame and fortune.
One could end up going to prison. One just might be president.
in the pool and rub the hairy legs. Yeah. And, sir, you should not talk anymore. KinderCareFargo.com, one of our fine sponsors here. Call or text Melanie today for a tour. Great place for your loved ones. Incredible, innovative, meaningful care. And their Care Person Center. That's all that they're about. Safe, real home environment, home cooking, beautiful setting, assisted living transformed with KinderCareFargo.com. Back with Steve Moore from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity in America. Wouldn't that be nice? That's what Donald Trump did. And Joe Biden is undoing it brick by brick. Steve Moore, renowned economist. We've read for years in the Wall Street Journal. Great, great work at the... Well, it goes all the way back to, as you said earlier, Dick Armey and the Contract with America. Your good work through the Heritage Foundation years and everything else. We do appreciate you, Steve. By the way, we had two interviews we planned to get to today. Dick Armey went a little bit long, and Steve's gone long, and it's been great. So those interviews related to 9/11 we'll have as part of the After the Show show, what we call our Teddy Talks. So check those out, including Tom Von Essen, who was the head dog, the commissioner of the New York City Fire Department on 9/11, as well as Chris Wallace on his new book about Bin Laden celebrating the Navy SEALs. The remaining time we have left here, Steve, I'd like to spend some time. We only have about 4 minutes, but explain stepped-up basis and explain to people outside agriculture, the farm and ranch community of North Dakota. They know what a gut punch this will be to keeping these farms and ranches in the family. But I don't think the rest of us have any idea what the Biden administration is planning so they can fund all their woke agenda on the backs of farmers and ranchers. Steve?
Did we lose him?
Such a good question.
It was a good question.
Steve, are you there? There.
Oh.
Try and call him back. Sounds like he's there.
He's there, yeah.
Why don't you try another line? Again. Yep. All right. Steve Moore is wicked smart, great economist, great writer, if you ever read any of those things. If you haven't signed up for his Unleash Prosperity newsletter, it is a great summary of the news every day. He's also kind of the absent-minded professor. So sometimes he presses buttons on his phone. He's probably answering right now my question, but he might have been on mute. Yeah, because he's in New York City traffic, this is exactly what happened last time he was on, why I wanted to have him back, you know? Explain to everybody outside the farm and ranch community, Steve, about the danger of removing the stepped-up basis and what the Biden administration is planning. Explain that for our listeners.
This is a really important one, Scott. By the way, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. I think we lost the connection there. So this is really important because the Democrats are now saying, oh, don't worry. If you're a farmer or a rancher, you're not going to have to worry about this. We're going to exempt you. That is BS. Every time they've tried to do that, who gets whacked by these taxes? The farmers and the ranchers. So do not believe when they say, oh, you don't have to worry. We're just going to go after the billionaires like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. This is a tax that will literally force people to sell the farm to pay the taxes when the heir, the father, or the mother, or the grandparents die. This is an assault against not just family-owned farms and family-owned ranches, but family-owned businesses, which are the bulwark and the backbone of the American economy. I find it to be incredibly anti-American, and I'm going to fight this thing because I think it is so dangerous to the whole idea of being able to pass on your assets to your children and grandchildren. I mean, that's what America's all about.
Texture says, call it what it is, stepped up basis is nothing but a socialist or communist land grab. Agree with that?
Yes. Yes, it's 40%, by the way. 40% plus many states, I don't think North Dakota does, but many states also have a 10% state inheritance and death tax. So you're talking about the government taking 50% at death. And by the way, these are people like my father who built the business his whole life, you know, built it into a multi-million-dollar business through sweat and equity and incredible hard work and investment, and he sacrificed. I didn't see a lot of my dad when I was growing up because he was working so hard. And now the government's going to take 50, and now he died a few years ago. But the idea that the government then would take 50% out of his grave, I mean, it's crazy.
And again, I don't know that those of us outside of that world have any idea what this could mean to the economy. And by the way, the people that feed the world.
Why would somebody, think about this, Scott. Let's say you've made it, you've been successful in your business. Maybe you're a rancher or you've got a successful business that you've built up that's maybe worth now 5 or 10 or $15 million. So you're not super rich, but you've done well and you've put your whole life into that business. And then all of a sudden, you know, the government can take...
It's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. It's absolutely criminal. Steve Moore, you're the best. Thanks. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.